Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. A WWE superstar has been terminated, the Triple H Lesnar feud is heating up, and who retained at Hardcore Justice? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So AW has been fired. And what was the reasonings for this, Aaron?
I have heard two different things. The major one, like Kobe Bryant in a Colorado hotel, he's unstoppable. And then the other one, too, is that he actually tweeted about Linda McMahon. And he tweeted in support of her. And the WWE has said that they want to distance themselves from Linda McMahon because they want her to be seen as just a businesswoman and not a WWE personality.
Which, yeah, I mean, I could see why they terminated him, but also I think it's kind of weird because Big Show said something about this back right after it happened, and nothing happened with that. But Abraham says something about it, and they blow it out of proportion. And actually, something interesting about this. Believe it or not, TMZ asked CM Punk, what do you think about it? And he actually said that rape jokes aren't funny. Was that a play maybe against the whole Big Show and Cena thing? Because isn't that who he's wrestling this weekend?
You know, I actually think that was CM Punk being CM Punk. I don't think that he's a good person. I like CM Punk the wrestler. But I think that Phil Brooks is probably just not a good person. And everything I've ever heard about him is that he sees himself as being this larger than life person. And he doesn't, you know, take a step back and you know, really thank the fans. And I think that to him, it's, oh, no, that's just the way that it is. That's the way that it is. Where, you know, don't get me wrong, rape is not funny, but rape jokes can be funny. And I'm not saying, I mean, you know, let me try to separate this, okay? What he said, what Abraham Washington said, the context that he said it in was kind of funny. This is something that happened. It was 8 years ago now, you know, maybe even 9 years ago. And it was something that was Kobe Bryant was it turned out to be a false accusation. And so while they say it's a rape joke, it isn't. It really is not. Rape itself is not funny. Rape is a crime and it is a very serious thing. So I think that for CM Punk to say that, I think that's more him coming out than him saying something about Big Show.
Anyways, let's move on to what Matt Morgan tweeted recently. He tweeted a picture that said, I don't want to make an impact, but I'm going to start a war. Now, this could be taken a couple ways because, of course, if you are a direct auto insurance person, he is still the spokesperson for it. So could that mean that, you know, he's promoting that he's a part of Aces and Eight, or is he coming back to the WWE?
I think that he is going to come back to the WWE. I think that it would actually be good for his career to go back to WWE. I think that what the reason why is because I don't think you should stay somewhere too long, especially if you are the type of wrestler where your character could get stagnant. Somebody like an AJ Styles, I think, works very well in TNA. I don't think he would work well in WWE. And I think that him staying in TNA is a good thing. Matt Morgan, though, he can go back and forth. And I don't think that would be bad. Same thing with Christian. In fact, Christian, you know, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I think Christian would probably do better right now in TNA at this point in time in his career. And so Matt Morgan, I'm actually happy if he goes back because they could use him.
Now, the other person also that I'd like to see come back to the WWE is actually MVP. I mean, MVP has been in Japan for so long now, and he's done some indies around the States. But he's a guy that could come back and almost be on top again, and then he can go away and maybe go to TNA. But you never know.
Yeah.
So there's some mixed opinions right now on Claudio, or they call him Antonio Cesaro in the WWE. You know, I don't know where this came from, but I think that they wanted more out of him when it's all said and done than what he's also, you know, produced.
Well, when you put him into feuds with, I don't know, jobbers, local jobbers, and then Santino, and you're expecting him to, you know, be the greatest person that ever lived, I mean, that's not going to work. You need to put him into a quality feud and something that people care about. Now, the Santino feud is really his first feud, and he's wrestled him 2 weeks in a row, and then he wrestled Christian and lost to him, but then beat the crap out of him. And so this coming pay-per-view, they have a pre-show where he's taking on Santino, and he's probably going to lose because apparently they don't want anyone to win a title on a pre-show. I think this is actually WWE who made the mistake and not Antonio necessarily. Now, I think that Antonio could be a quality wrestler. I'm not saying he's a world heavyweight champion material, but he could be a U.S. you know, title holder. I think that you gotta just – you have to focus your energy on him, and you have to be able to make him a superstar yourself and not just expect him to you know, naturally become a superstar.
Correct. And maybe with the more shows they're putting out, maybe this will help him out, or maybe it won't. But it would be interesting to see if he actually wins the title on Sunday. It would be a first, and maybe he can, you know, get momentum from that because Santino doesn't need the title. So
no, he doesn't.
So we need to prepare right now for this. We are gonna we were hinting towards maybe a PG-13 coming up here shortly. It's not going to happen now. Linda McMahon, because of that, Linda McMahon actually won her candidacy to actually represent. I think, is it the Democrat?
No, Republican.
The Republican in the primary. No, I'm sorry, she won the primary, and now she's going to represent him. Well, because of that, she's just ways. She's not even a part of the WWE. She's making it seem like she has nothing to do with him now. Because of that, it's going to be PG. Unless she wins, and then I bet you the following day, bam, we're going to be back to PG-13. But until then, it's going to be PG. So we're also not going to see any releases, which is going to be nice too. No releases because they're not going to – no major releases because they don't want to see that, oh, they're terminating this person unless they do something stupid like AEW did.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing is that we're not going to see any major releases. I do think it is so unfortunate that this has to happen. I wonder, though, what will happen if she wins or loses. In fact, I will be interested. I will be interested to talk about this right after Election Day to see what's going to be transpiring. But anyway, let's move on to WWE. So the major news story, not going to bury the lead at all, Triple H and Brock Lesnar, they got a ton of airtime. They literally spent the last hour talking about Triple H and Lesnar. So I got to ask you, what do you think about the use of the airtime? And also, what do you think about the feud in general now?
Well, here's something interesting. I actually watched the show, but it was literally from the 1 hour 40 mark to it ended at two hours and 10 minutes. So yeah, 30 minutes plus you have to add commercials in there. They gave all this airtime to this feud. Is it going to pay off in the end? I don't think so. I mean, the fact that he broke Michael's arm, Lesnar did, it didn't do anything to me. It was like, whatever. Like, it didn't look real, first of all. But also, it just, I don't know, like, they gave it too much love. And this is just, you can tell what's going to happen. Lesnar's going to lose. It's going to happen. He's going to lose. Lesnar will Triple H will beat him, and then he'll talk about how he's beat the best. He's beat this guy, and he probably beat Goldberg at one point. So he can did. Say he beat him, he beat Lesnar, he beat Punk or whatever. He just beat them all. It's just for his ego. This does nothing for the product whatsoever. Unless Lesnar beats him up so bad that he can't be around for a long time, and then magically he appears at like Royal Rumble or something like that. Then the storyline's worth it. But until then, we're just going to have to wait and see. This is not going to make me buy the pay-per-view, even though they're promoting the crap out of it on DirecTV.
Now, is this going to be the main event?
Yeah, it will be the main event because, come on, you can't have a good wrestling match and then have a fighting match. Oh, I'm sorry, a fighting match then a wrestling match. You have to have it the other way because you have to make Triple H seem bigger than what he is. You know what they're probably going to do? They're probably going to have the three-way, and then they're going to have a women's match, and then they're going to have this. Because they don't want any of the awesomeness that happened at that match come through onto their match.
I will be very disappointed if Punk, Cena, and Big Show is not the main event. Oh. Just plain and simple. Because the Triple H Lesnar thing, not only did it get the last half an hour, and I should say it didn't have literally 1 hour, the last hour, but it had like 10 minutes leading up, 10 minutes before that, and then 10 minutes. It had segments. And so I honestly would be interested in the breakdown of, you know, how much time was given to this feud on this 3 hour Raw, which we're going to talk about, you know, the the 3-hour Raw a little later. But, you know, to lead into the Punk Cena, you know, Big Show thing.
I need to stop you for a second there on that. I thought something funny happened when Triple H came out. Did you hear the fans chant pink shirt over and over again?
No, I did not.
They did. They were chanting that. I couldn't stop laughing about it. They're like, pink shirt and clapping, pink shirt, clapping. Anyways.
That's funny. No, but to talk about the Punk, you know, show Cena thing, obviously they're giving this quite a bit of love too. You know, Punk wrestled twice, Punk and Big Show wrestled twice that night, albeit in singles and then a tag team match. But Punk had said something in the back. He said that he's not a bad guy. That, you know, he said in so many other words, I didn't turn heel, you know. He said, I just don't like being disrespected. What do you think of this CM Punk then? Because, you know, they're saying basically he's a tweener. So what do you think of this CM Punk versus the face CM Punk or even the heel CM Punk we saw 2 years ago?
This is basically almost like a play on what, you know, Stone Cold did. Stone Cold never changed. He was the same person from day one. And CM Punk, I actually don't think he's really done a heel turn. I think he's the same person. He's not all happy-go-lucky and smiles. He's more down to business now, like Stone Cold did. Stone Cold never changed his character when he came out, you know, won the King of the Ring and said, Austin 316 just whooped your butt. That Austin never changed the entire time. They tried to turn him heel. It didn't work. And I think with CM Punk, it's going to be the same thing. You can't turn him heel unless you go to areas where wrestling's not as popular, if that makes sense, where they can basically say, this is the heel, this is the face. You can't go to places where wrestling's popular, like they have been. You know, I'm sorry, but who yells pink? Who has a pink shirt chant? All right. No one does that. You have to have the right crowd. If they had it for like 2 weeks at the right areas, basically stuff in the West, that's the only way to explain it, it would work. Now, they are going to be out in L.A. for SummerSlam, so they're going to, who knows how many Smarks going to be there? We don't know. But I do like the fact what CM Punk said. I thought that was a good quote, and he is right.
Mm-hmm.
So Del Rio and Sheamus is back on, and it's kind of interesting how this is back on, but hey.
It was taken away, and then Del Rio beat Jericho in a number one contenders match, so now it's back on. So I are you excited for this match at all? I mean, this is the second pay-per-view in a row that we're seeing this. I mean, they've wrestled before. Is this kind of turning into Orton Christian almost?
I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm just going to flat out tell you what's going to happen. Del Rio is going to lose. It's going to be a quick 1-2-3 some way, somehow. He's going to get ticked off and beat the crap out of Sheamus. And Ziggler's going to come out and cash it in. In all seriousness, he's going to cash it in on this pay-per-view. And then he's going to fight Jericho. And he's going to say the title is now on the line.
Oh, interesting.
And then he'll say he can never win the big one. While Jericho, you know, does his Fozzy World Tour. That's what I think is going to happen here. We'll see, but I think it's interesting that they waited till SmackDown to announce this. Why didn't they announce this earlier? They had to do it on SmackDown. I don't get it.
It made no sense. You take the match away, and then you just give it right back. Like, there was no suspense. There was nothing making me go, oh, man, I can't wait for this. Instead, you're making me go, okay, cool. I'm glad this match is off. What match are you going to have instead? Oh, you're going to have the match, and yay. So, Andy, so Jericho versus Ziggler over the past couple of weeks has just been pretty crazy. I mean, these guys have been going at it. You know, they've had their shows. They had the highlight reel. They had Piper's Pit. And, I mean, these guys have really been going at it the past couple of weeks. Is this a good upper mid-card feud to make the pay-per-view worthwhile and to get Ziggler's name out there?
Yeah, this will make Ziggler – this will make him – not get him to main event, but really close. He'll be really close to main event status. And Jericho's allowing this to happen. So I got to give Jericho credit because he's not going to win. Jericho will not win this match. Everyone knows it. He will lose and he'll go do his tour. I actually am happy that he is going to put Ziggler over because he turned face. He actually turned face. He was heel and then he turned. He didn't stay the same. I got to give, you know, Jericho credit. He's putting Ziggler over. And with your new World Heavyweight Champion, you know, after the, you know, during the pay-per-view, I got to give it to him. It's going to be great. In fact, if you want to make it really interesting, Sheamus should come out and say, I want my rematch also in this match, turn it three-way. But if they do that, in all seriousness, it won't make Ziggler winning against Jericho that big. If Ziggler beats him, like, fair and square, he won, you know, Jericho lost the big one, and the show-off won the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So anyway, so Christian and Daniel Bryan, why? I mean, Daniel Bryan, I do like the fact that everyone's saying yes and he's saying no, and I find that hilarious. And it's making him, he's going to be the next big superstar of anyone. They're lining this up perfectly. He can do this for the next 6, maybe even 9 months, and then he can turn face and he will be the face of the WWE. I think he'll surpass John Cena in all seriousness. I truly believe he will be different.
Well, I see you floating up there. Let me take you back down to earth here real quick. Daniel Bryan, who I really like as a wrestler, will never, ever be the face of the WWE.
Well, I'm always right.
I hate to tell you that, Andy, but I got 7 out of 8 WrestleMania picks this year, okay? You got like 3. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Daniel Bryan. He can be up there. You know, he could be a number 2 or even 3 guy, you know, for WWE, you know, for Raw or for SmackDown. There's no chance he will ever be the face. And that's because John Cena will be around for another 5 to 10 years. After that, they'll already have somebody handpicked that they're going to groom to be the next face of the WWE. So Daniel Bryan will not be that. I will say this, though. I do not like the fact that him and Christian are both getting buried. You know, Christian had won the World Heavyweight title. It was a big deal. And then he lost it a day or 2 days after the fact to Randy Orton. And then they give it back to him in 2 months after he wins it by a disqualification. He wins it by a disqualification and loses it a month later. And they're basically saying that his reign was worthless, you know? Daniel Bryan was in a similar boat. I mean, his World Heavyweight Championship reign was pretty much worthless. He held the title for a while, then lost in 18 seconds to Sheamus, and they basically turned that into a joke run. And so both of these guys have been getting buried for quite a while now. And this past week, Christian loses to a guy who is just starting up and Damon Sandow. And then Daniel Bryan gets beat by, you know, gets the crap kicked out of him by Randy Orton. And then Triple H comes out and pedigrees him, you know, in an off-air segment. And so it's like, who do you really want to build up your stable of superstars? Or do you just want to, like, have fun with them and build up people who are has-beens?
Exactly. It's unbelievable, but it's just chaos. It's not even controlled chaos anymore. It's just chaos in the WWE. So we got to thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the ad on the Section 86 Off The Mark section. You can save $10 off any purchase over $70, or you can buy one of the limited edition, in quotes, Raw 1000 t-shirts. So make sure you check that out. Let's move on to Hardcore Justice. The TV title was defended, in quotes. So what happened here, Aaron?
Yeah, it was recklessly defended. When I say reckless, what I mean is, why is it that you have him wrestle Kazarian? You have D-Von wrestle Kazarian for whatever reason, and it doesn't even make sense. Yeah, they wrestled in a tag team match on Thursday, but they had no reason to wrestle each other in this TV title match. And so it begs the question, why even have this second tier title if you're not even going to do anything with it?
Or not defend it for 3 weeks. That's the problem. If you have a TV title, everything, you know, you even on Explosion, you can have 2 or 3 matches. That main event is the TV title. That's the guy you focus on. They're not doing that. That's the stupidity part about it, but whatever. So the X Division actually got just a little bit of love on this pay-per-view.
It was one of the later matches. It wasn't the curtain jerker. It was actually a later match, and it was a good match too. You know, I think Kenny King, he did a pretty good job. I don't think he's necessarily a superstar yet, but he did a good job. I got to tell you, Zema Ion, I really like a lot. I think that he is a tremendous heel, and I think that you have to put a bunch of faces there against him so that way you can have some really good feuds. But they need to showcase him a little bit more. Just like they did with Austin Aries, which, yeah. Andy, the biggest news was that he retained at Hardcore Justice.
Off of some weird stuff with the refs and you know, this guy would pin him. I don't like when they do that stuff. It should have been, you know, a good, hard-fought match, and it wasn't. You know, it was a good match, but the way they ended it was stupid. I mean, you could say it saves both guys' characters, but I think it hurts Austin Aries. And it doesn't do anything to Bobby Roode. The real Bobby Roode, if you want to call him that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, now, Andy, the next big piece of news that we need to talk about is actually the TV title on this week's Impact. It was not defended.
But you know what was? The Knockouts Championship. And, of course, let's see, Madison Rayne wins it on Sunday and then loses it on Thursday. Mm-hmm. What's the point of this? It's just going to turn around.
Sandy. But let's talk about Impact. There were a ton of Bound for Glory series matches, you know, to get some people over. You can pretty much tell who's going to be in and who's not going to be in at this point in time. There's not really any big questions. But what did you think of the matches? I mean, were they worthwhile for you?
Yeah, I was just disappointed I didn't see Robbie E. You know, I really like that guy. And then, you know, my wife actually said about that. She actually said, is he a ripoff on Zack Ryder? And I was like, you know, I never thought about that.
Oh, they come do, on. Are you serious?
I never thought about that because they do both kind of do the fist bump thing, except Zack Ryder doesn't have the hair. But I was like, I explained to her, no, it's more Jersey Shore type deal. And Zack Ryder is just like, you know, a goof. But he's also
a little Jersey Shore-ish, though.
But you know what the funny thing about, like, I know this is not Impact, but you know, or this is, Zack Ryder still is over. Even though he's not on TV that much, he still comes out and he still gets the pops. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Robbie doesn't. Everyone just laughs and shakes their head.
So Impact also, they had focused a lot on the Aces and Eights. A lot. In fact, the Aces and Eights came out the last match, and you know, Bully Ray was distracted by them, so Jeff Hardy was able to get a win. And then afterwards, you have James Storm there. Aces and Eights come out, then they actually attack James Storm. So my question is this them attacking so that way James Storm doesn't look bad, or is this actually vindicating James Storm?
I don't know. Where was Kurt Angle? Didn't see him, did ya? Kurt Angle's behind it.
I'll tell you this much. If you happen to be right, I will give you a lot of props, and I will eat crow.
Okay. I mean, the other thing that they could do is it could be James Storm and Bobby Roode. They're the head of Aces and Eights. But the thing is, it's like NWO for Aces and Eights. There's too many of them. If you had like four, maybe five, it's okay.
I think there is five, isn't there?
No, I think there's a lot more, if I'm correct. I thought there was 8 or 9. You know, I saw Vincent in the back also. I mean, you can tell it was him because, you know, he wants the TV time. But yeah. But he's now,
the other thing, though, about Impact, Andy, that I noticed, I don't know if you did or not, but, you know, Austin Aries wasn't on TV a whole lot. Well, I didn't.
He was on the opening segment, and I think, and then the very end, he came out, and that was about it. Why didn't you have him like showcased a little bit more than that? He is your champion. I mean, they did put him over the opening segment, but you would think that later on they would have had another segment with him that kind of put him over a little bit more, but no, they didn't. Now, are they burying him? No, I just think this is poor planning for this week. I would agree
with that.
I think that next week it'll decide what's going to happen.
I think that you really need to showcase him a little bit more. I mean, he just retained the title. I'm not saying have him in a match, but have a segment with him. That's what I would do. You know?
Yeah, even if it's a backstage segment saying, so who's my next opponent going to be? Because I am the best. You know, like, I beat blah, blah, blah. They didn't even talk about who he's facing at the next pay-per-view. You'd think they would have kind of teased who he's going to face. But there was no tease or anything. But it would have been funny, actually, if Samoa Joe came out and just beat the crap out of him. I would have loved to have seen that, but... Oh, well. So we need to talk about something that's actually kind of big. Is 3 hours too much? Is it, Aaron? Do you think 3 hours is too much for a WWE show? Or a wrestling show? And, you know, a weekly wrestling show.
When Nitro went 3 hours, I was in favor of it. I thought it was a really smart move because, you know, they went 3 hours, you know, every other week pretty much. And I liked it because my thought was with Nitro – is that they had so many wrestlers to choose from. So you got, you know, maybe the NWO might open it, and then you have like cruiserweight matches, you have some tag team matches, a TV title, US title match, and then you end with the NWO, you know, typically, because that's what they would do. And I thought that it was a pretty smart move. But then they added Thunder, and then they had so many on Thunder, and it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, maybe you could scale back on Nitro a little. And I think WWE is kind of falling into the same issue. While watching Raw this week, and this week in particular, it was very apparent that they did not have 3 hours to fill. You know, when they have 2-hour-long shows, you know, that pretty much it goes 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes if it's really, you know, like they're putting so much in there. But this one, I mean, they could barely fill 3 hours. They put in almost an hour's worth of Triple H Lesnar stuff. They had another half hour worth of CM Punk, John Cena, Big Show. And then the rest of the time, they had all these random matches thrown in there. And it was like they didn't know what they were doing. And so I think that this is them showing their hand at, you know what, guys? Maybe we need to go back to 2 hours. And then at most, once a month, do a 3-hour Raw. Doing a 3-hour Raw is fine because then you can showcase more. But you have to plan for it. You have to plan that, look, here's what's going to be on there. And then that way it becomes a really interesting Raw.
Yeah, and like if you had 3 hours just once a week, or I'm sorry, once a month, as in like you didn't have it right after the pay-per-view, you didn't have it right before the pay-per-view, but he had it like as a filler one. You could basically have almost like a pay-per-view then for, we'll say, the first 2 hours of the show, and then you have Raw for the last hour, where you showcase the young talent. I mean, I do like the fact that they've rebranded FCW and made it NXT. That's great that they're doing that. But that's one show. You're going to have 3 hours of Raw. Then you're going to have, let's see, an hour on Wednesday night for main event. And then on Thursday, you have an hour. And then also you have an hour of NXT. You have an hour on Thursday for Superstars, 2 hours on SmackDown. And then you have an hour for Saturdays. Okay, that's a lot of wrestling. And it's not a recap. Plus, you got Raw AM, which is just a recap show. There's too much. There's way too much going on right now. If they had it where it was like 2 hours, and then they had the other shows, that's fine. But they're not really showcasing a talent and making them big. Like they're not saying like, okay, you get to wrestle at this hour on Raw. There's nothing like that going on. 3 hours is a lot of time. And when you have all this programming throughout the entire week, plus if you have a pay-per-view, plus you have a pre-show now before the pay-per-view, that's a lot of wrestling time. You can't – I mean, TNA does have it good with just the 2 hours, but if they had 2 hours, the hour explosion, and then they had like another hour where it's a real show only, we'll say, on YouTube or anything like that or something like that, that would be one thing. This is just kind of like, hey, we're not organized right now. We're just putting this stuff together. We're like WCW at one point. That's the problem that's going on right now. It's not organized. Nothing's put together. If I was doing it, I would know by Friday what the show is going to be for Raw. They can have revisions here and there, but I would make sure every match would count. And I wouldn't say every match, but I'd say 95% of the matches would count. And then you have a couple you throw in there. But then the other shows, you showcase superstars that can't be on Raw. They're not doing that. They're just saying, okay, Santino, you're going to wrestle this week. And then, hey, Michael McGillicuddy, Mr. Perfect Son, Michael Henning, we're going to put you on Superstars that's only aired overseas, or you have to download it from YouTube or watch it on YouTube. That's not showcasing him. You need to showcase each and every talent. They're just unorganized right now. And the thing is, this could be set up perfect, where you get the exact amount of wrestling, it makes sense, and you're not like, huh? Why is Triple H back?
Yeah, I would say I almost disagree in one aspect of that, which is I don't think that they need that much wrestling. I think that, you know, right now you have two major wrestling promotions who are competing. I mean, Ring of Honor, I think, would be great, but it's not really syndicated. So, you know, I'm going to take them out of the equation. So focus on TNA and WWE. TNA has 2 hours on TV. You know, I'm going to focus on the TV aspect of it because I don't know where you can find Explosion. So TNA has 2 hours on Thursdays. You know, TNA could probably do another hour-long show, maybe on a Saturday, kind of like similar to what WCW did. And you have the Explosion on there. WWE, you do 2 hours of Raw, you do 2 hours on SmackDown, and then maybe you do an hour-long Wednesday show. And the Wednesday show would basically be NXT. And I think if you did that, that would be fine to do. I don't like this idea, though, that they think if they fill up more wrestling, that means that the fans aren't going to want to go somewhere else. I actually disagree, because I think what their thought is, we go 3 hours. Wrestling fans won't want to watch another show because they're watching so much of us. And I don't think that's the case. I think that wrestling fans are going, ugh, it's 3 hours? I don't have that much time to spend on this. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes of real time without commercials. 2 hours and 15 minutes of real time. I don't have that time. I do not have that time. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes there. It's an hour and a half for SmackDown, hour and a half for TNA. I'm not going to have 5.5 hours of my week dedicated to wrestling. I have other things to do. Way many other things to do. And yeah, I fast forward through some of the segments, so I probably watch maybe 3 hours of wrestling a week. I just don't want that. And I really think that they need to take this 3 hour long Raw, and they need to cut it down. They really do. Make it 2 hours and focus on 2 hours. Do 4 or 5 3 hour Raws a year. That would be my suggestion.
And that's how it should be done. I actually just did the math. 9 hours a week of wrestling, and that's not including pay-per-view. With pay-per-view, you're talking 12 and a half hours of wrestling. That's a lot to take in a week. And how many people are actually going to be watching it? That's the other thing you have to look into. You know, maybe we should actually plan out how we would do a week of Raw and actually do a week of the shows properly. Because this can be done properly. You just need to take the time to actually understand your audience and understand how to do this the right way too. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.